The young Prague-born writer Yaroslav Kalfash has received a great deal of attention in the international media for his debut novel, Spaceman of Bohemia, which combines elements of science fiction with references to Czech history and mixes absurd humour and moral questions. Kalfash lives in New York and wrote the book in English. When we spoke recently, the author was on one of his first visits back to his native city since moving to the US.
I moved there when I was 15 years old, 13 years ago, and originally my mother moved there first. She moved there to make a little bit of money. She was cleaning hotel rooms, and she met an American who asked her to marry him, and so she did. And I came to visit them just for the summer. I wasn't planning on staying in the US at all. And I like the beaches in Florida. I like the sun. And I was 15 years old, so I wasn't really thinking about my future, or I wasn't making any plans. So I decided to stay on the whim.
It seems to me remarkable that you write so well in a language that isn't your first language. How long had you been in the States before you were confident enough to write in English?
It took me about 7 or 8 years before I started playing around with writing in English, writing short stories, etc. And it was terrible at the beginning. It was awful. But it was the practice that really got me to where I am now.
I was reading that you dropped out of high school at one point. Why and how did you spend those years of your life?
Well, that is correct. The reason why, I was in love. And my girlfriend at the time, the first teenage love, she was dropping out as well. So we did it together. And our plan was to go to college right away. There is a test in America called GED. You can take the test. It means you're high school proficient and you can go off to college. Well, that didn't quite work out for me because my immigration papers got lost. So I couldn't go off to college. So instead, I ended up working. I was a waiter. I was a cashier at a store. I just went through all kinds of odd jobs.
Your debut novel, Spaceman of Bohemia, isn't by any means only science fiction, but clearly you are immersed in the genre. What first drew you to sci-fi?
I'm not sure. I think, I've been reading sci-fi since I was very little. I think it was the curiosity and the thirst for exploration and what it meant in the context of the heroes of the books and in the context of humanity. It seemed like everything was possible in science fiction.
And are there particular sci-fi writers or movies that you like?
Yes, absolutely. I grew up reading Stanislav Lem, Isaac Asimov, Arthur C. Clarke, the classics. As far as movies, there are a lot of classics that I love, 2001 Space Odyssey. But really, I have to pay homage to sci-fi B-movies. My father had a big collection of just the worst sci-fi movies you can possibly imagine. And I loved watching those because of their creativity, and because of how sort of humorous and playful they were.
It's extremely rare for a debut novel to make such a big splash. Of course, there are lots of other great debut novels that don't get so much attention. Where has it all gone right for you?
I have no idea. It's sort of hard to talk about for a writer because you're stuck in a room with yourself, talking to yourself for so long. And the book is sort of a result of all of your obsessions and all the things you love. And then the best hope is you sort of hand it over to the people and you see if they react to it or not.
But how did you go from in your room writing your book to us sitting here talking about it? Somebody must have helped you along the way.
Oh, of course. Well, finding a good agent is the single most important thing a writer can do. Somebody who will fight for the work, somebody who will find the right publisher for it. It took me about a year to find a good agent for Spaceman, but as soon as I found her, I mean, she stopped reading everything else she was reading. She fell in love with the book, and she became a great champion for it. And she was able to also find a publisher and an editor who also loved the book and were sort of willing to put it out into the world in a way that would get the attention for it.
There are countless references to Czech culture in the book. You have the Zabijačka, Tatranky, also lots of Czech history, and the spaceship is called the Jan Hus 1. I'm curious, what is the reaction of your US readers to all of these Czech references?
I think that a lot of American readers are very curious about these things, about other cultures, about how sort of things are done. And the Czech Republic has not really been on the international radar, in literature anyway, in a while. So I think it's refreshing for American readers. I'm excited that I can sort of let them experience our humor and our culture.
And how do they deal with the names or even your name?
they try their best. I have a lot of people coming up to me asking me, how the hell do you say your first name? How the hell do you say your last name? And they try, and it's great.
I was reading that the idea of the spaceman came about before the idea of Bohemia, in that the story originally was going to be about a U.S. astronaut.
That is correct. Spaceman began as a short story about an American astronaut who is stuck in space when his wife calls him and asks for a divorce. And it was sort of just a humorous, light story. And I was very fascinated by this spaceman character who sort of just lost somebody. And I was curious to see how he deals with everything. But at the same time, I wanted my first novel to be about the Czech Republic, about the Czech history, about the Czech present. And then it just sort of clicked that the astronaut in the story should be Czech, and that's when it became a novel.
In articles about you, there have been so many comparisons to other Czech writers, Kundera, Hrabal, Čapek, Hašek. Do any of those mean a lot to you personally in particular?
All of them, yes. I absolutely love Milan Kundera, and he was a big influence on me early on. And Hrabal, Škvorecký, they're so fantastic at combining the philosophical and the humorous and tragic, and they're sort of the pillars of Czech literature.
Well, I wanted to ask you, at the heart of the book, there are quite a few serious issues like retribution. How hard is it to balance the kind of light side, the often absurd humor of the book, with more serious issues like loneliness or, again, retribution?
It's difficult. It can be hard sometimes to determine what you can satirize and what can be made fun of and what is too serious to be sort of satirized in any way. I think the writer sort of relies on their own instinct regarding these things and just hopes for the best.
And what was the attraction for you of, in particular, modern Czech history? I'm talking about the depiction in the book of the communist period or aspects of the communist period and the 1990s kind of Wild East corruption period.
I was sort of determined to use the communist past as sort of a passage into what kind of a country the Czech Republic is now and what kind of a country it can become, because I did not live in the communist years, but I did live in the years right after, and I sort of watched my parents, my grandparents, dealing with the transformation into a democratic capitalist society. And so I was very interested in how that past can still haunt us and how that past can perhaps prevent us from becoming the best country and the best people we can be.
About communism, you live in the States, you're young, I don't know how old were you in 1989, but you can't remember. Mm-hmm. Did you do research?
I did a lot of research, of course, a lot of research on the history. But a lot of sort of the smaller moments in the books, the more intimate moments about what it was like to live in those times, I took directly from hearing stories in the pub from my grandfather, from his friends, you know, from sort of the village pub talk.
You have with you the Czech translation of the book. You didn't translate it yourself, I believe.
I did not, no.
Did you consider it?
I considered it briefly, but considering that I have not been writing in Czech actively in 13 years, it seemed that I should leave it to a professional, somebody who has been doing translation for a long time, because translation is a strange, different beast than just writing.
Are you still capable of writing Czech?
I am, very much so, yes. Perhaps not as, when we're talking about literature, not as well as in English, perhaps, but I can still write.
Is there any talk of a movie of Spaceman of Bohemia?
There has been interest from some producers asking us. We're being very careful because I want to make sure if there is a movie that, you know, that it's done the right way.
Last words.
Exactly. I want to be sure that I at least can write the script and that good people work on the film if it happens.
Looking to the future, do you think you will again explore Czech themes? Or have you got it out of your system now?
I will absolutely be writing about the Czech Republic for a long time, yes.
I believe you don't come back here so often. From your distance and as a kind of occasional visitor, how do you view the Czech Republic today?
Well, first I'll say that my not being able to come here too often was involuntary. And it was because I was not able to afford it. My family was not able to afford it. So I was sort of stuck in exile for a bit. Now I'm happy that I can come more often and sort of experience the country more often. I feel optimistic about the country. I feel that, of course, there are certain political figures who are making things difficult on the country and who are greedy and who have their own interests in mind before the interests of the people. But there are plenty of those politicians in every country. That's nothing original. I think that the way we have sort of developed our economy and developed our culture as a people after those difficult communist years is extremely impressive. And I think we're a thriving democracy. So despite some setbacks and despite some problems, I'm proud of this country.